It's a tradition for hundreds of people, the Christmas cookie tours. Hippo editor Amy Diaz has taken a tour or two, and she is here to report that cookies are indeed good, and some are very good. And she joins us now. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy, we've talked about this before on New Hampshire This Weekend, and I'm kind of fascinated at the popularity of these cookie tours. Let's explain the concept.
Well, first of all, it's cookies, and who doesn't love that?
True. Good point. Good point.
So there are two going on this weekend. There's the Courier and Ives cookie tour out in the Monadnock region, and then there's the Inn-to-Inn cookie and candy tour, and this is happening kind of Crawford Notch through about Fryeburg, Maine, kind of up in that area. And both of them, sort of similar concepts. You go to each location. It's a self-guided tour. You have a ticket, and you go to each location. And each location, you get a cookie, or in the case of the Inn-to-Inn tour, it's a couple of cookies. And, you know, you get to see a location that's been all decorated for Christmas. And then you get recipes, too. So if you really love one of the cookies you have, you can make it for your own holiday parties or cookie swap or whatever.
Can you give us some cookie highlights?
The Courier and Ives cookie tour, there are 14 stops on that one. You get a cookie at each place. You get a recipe at each place. I was looking at the cookies from last year because they had some of those recipes up online. It is a real, well, first of all, everyone loves chocolate. So chocolate is a huge part of this. But it is a real diversity of cookies. There are a couple of different oatmeal cookies, some holiday spice cookies, and then lots of things with like chocolate and peppermint or chocolate and caramel. So, you know, lots of great holiday cookie ideas. The Inn-to-Inn cookie and candy tour, they give there are 11 locations there. At each place, you can get at least two cookies, and again, those recipes as well. And now, both organizers said, whatever we might do when we sit on the sofa and we think we're eating oodles and oodles of cookies, actually, you get full really fast on these cookie tours.
Very rich.
Yes. So they both suggested, bring a bag, bring a tin or something to maybe save some of your cookies for tomorrow, because you'll get stuffed pretty fast.
But what if you find a particular cookie you love and you just have to have more of it?
Well, that's what the recipe is for. So you can make your own.
Yeah, but what if you can't wait?
Well, that's, we were talking about that. It's kind of the rookie mistake to, at an early stop, fill up on cookies because you're going to get stuffed by the end of the tour.
Okay, there's a little tip. That's a pro tip.
Yes.
Okay. There's more than cookies this weekend, though. Let's talk about some gingerbread displays.
Yes. So this, the Children's Museum of New Hampshire is having their big gingerbread house workshop, and that's on Saturday. They're having four different sessions. So the way they set this up is you come in and there are fresh gingerbread, sort of all your construction pieces, your roofs and your walls are ready to go, and they have the royal icing there, which royal icing is the icing that gets super hard. So once you put your house together, all it takes is maybe 5-10 minutes, and it has to set. And once it's set, it's good to go to build on. They have a whole table full of candies and pretzels and cereals and all kinds of things that kids can decorate with.
What about some alternatives? You know, if you've got young children that don't have the motor skills yet to build their own gingerbread house.
Well, so there's another thing, and I actually got a chance to do this a couple of weeks ago over at Frederick's Pastries in Amherst. It is an annual tradition. They do a gingerbread village, and this is just in their bakery. So anytime you stop in, you get a chance to peruse the village. This year, the theme is Smurf Christmas.
Everything blue?
Yeah, there's a lot of blue. There are blue twinkle lights. And then a lot of the houses are kind of, if you remember the Smurfs cartoon, they're the mushroom-shaped houses. Mm-hmm. It's really elaborate. They get the staff from both of their local, both of their New Hampshire stores to get involved. They start planning out the theme in August.
Really?
And so they put it together. And, you can drop in. You take a look at this really big village. It's very pretty. It's lit up. You get all kinds of ideas for your own gingerbread house. And I think it's a great little kids who maybe don't have the patience for a whole tour. It's a great way to get like a quick hit of that holiday cookie spirit.
Plenty to do this weekend if you've got a sweet tooth. Amy Diaz is the editor of the Hippo. We'll have links to these cookie tours and, of course, some of the other things we've talked about today at nhpr.org. Amy, thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.